My dearly beloved in Christ, we read at the beginning of today's gospel these words of our Lord to the crowds of the Jews, "Which of you will convict me of sin?" Another way of saying, you can't find anything in my conduct, in my life, that is in the least way offensive to Almighty God. Now, of course, the Pharisees made up sins that they accused our Lord of. They said that he broke the Sabbath because he cured on the Sabbath. How absurd. So yes, they had their own made up sins in their pride, but they knew that his life was utterly sinless, that he was a shining model in every way of holiness and virtue. Obviously, the same cannot be said of us. We, during Lent, and especially now as we enter onto the last 2 weeks of Lent, reflect upon sin, because sin is the reason for our Lord's passion and death. Sin is the reason for his sufferings. Had there been no sin, original sin of Adam and Eve first, but then actual sins, the mortal and venial sins that human beings commit, had there been no sin, there would have been no need for our Lord's terrible sufferings. What is sin? How would you define it? There are a number of definitions given, but basically, sin is a transgression of the law of God, or a law of God. A transgression of one or more of God's commandments. Sin is a willful violation of God's commandments. The sinner knows that what he is doing offends Almighty God, but chooses to do it anyway. So it is an abuse of free will, this wonderful gift that God has given to us, by which we can choose. We make choices in our life. And sin is a bad choice, a terrible choice, because it is choosing to offend Almighty God by breaking his commandments. Listen to the words of Cardinal Manning in his wonderful book on sin and its consequences. "The malice of sin consists in this, that an intelligent creature, having a power of will, deliberately and consciously opposes the will of its maker. The malice of sin is essentially internal to the soul. The external action, whereby the sinner perpetrates his sin, adds indeed an accidental malice and an accidental increase of wickedness. But the essence, the life of the malice, consists in the act of the soul itself." Again, an act of the will, choosing to offend God. And we should reflect, especially during Passiontide, as we think about our Lord's terrible sufferings, reflect upon the malice of sin. Our problem is we don't look upon it as we should, as how wicked, how hateful it is to Almighty God, and how dangerous, how harmful it is to the soul. Because there's nothing else that can separate us from Almighty God but mortal sin. The only reason why there was our souls in hell, the only reason, is because they died with mortal sin on their souls. So we must dread mortal sin. We must fear and avoid even venial sin. Avoid all sin which offends Almighty God, but especially mortal sin. The hymn that we'll sing after Mass this morning to St. Patrick has these words in it: "In the war against sin, in the fight for the faith, dear saint, may thy children resist unto death." And how well put, because we are in a war against sin. Now, yes, we say the devil is our enemy, but the devil can't make us sin. He can tempt us. But sin is a choice on the part of the person, misusing his free will, that wonderful gift God gave us, misusing it and choosing to break a law of Almighty God. So again, let us dread sin. Let us avoid occasions of sin like the plague, any person, place, or thing that could cause us to fall into sin, to stay away from these dangers. and to maintain a good prayer life, frequent reception of the sacraments in order to maintain the life of grace. And we also must have, and this is very important, must have a deep humility. Did you ever hear the story of the words of St. Philip Neri, that every morning when he got up and said his morning prayers, his morning offering, he would say, "Dear God, watch over Philip today, or Philip will offend you." In other words, he had a real humility, and he knew that he needed God's help to be faithful to his will, to his laws. So he humbly asked for that help. We need humility to realize I'm a sinner, and if it weren't for the grace of God, I would offend him. Now, of course, we dread above all mortal sin, but let us not make peace with venial sin. Let us never look upon venial sin as just, well, it's only a venial sin. Only? When we're speaking of offending our Creator, our Redeemer, our Sanctifier, Almighty God, that it's only venial sin just because it is not a sin that would cause the loss of the soul in hell forever. It doesn't mean we should not dread it and avoid it. And in fact, those who conscientiously strive to avoid venial sin are very unlikely to fall into mortal sin. It is those who take venial sin lightly, don't worry about it, doesn't bother them if they commit many venial sins during the day. Those are the ones that are in danger of falling into mortal sin. But if we seriously strive to avoid all sin, we are less likely to fall into a mortal sin. Now, you know that it says in the Bible that the just man falls seven times a day. In other words, the meaning is we cannot keep ourselves completely preserved from sin. Our nature is so inclined to it. We know that our Blessed Mother was entirely sinless from the smallest stain of sin her entire life, and even conceived without original sin. Saint Joseph, we believe, many theologians believe, never committed even a venial sin. But we poor sinners, and we say that, don't we, in the Hail Mary to our Blessed Mother, pray for us poor sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Let us never forget that we are sinners. We have been sinners. We have offended Almighty God. And we regret and repent of our sins. And again, we strive to avoid all sin. Sin is our real enemy. And this is the battle that we wage, to avoid the occasions of sin, to maintain our spiritual life so that we don't fall into sin. Now, spiritual writers tell us, when it comes to venial sin, that there are two kinds of venial sins. There are those that are fully deliberate, where a person knows that, I know this is a venial sin, I'm going to do it anyway. And then there are those that St. Francis de Sales calls semi-deliberate. And what he means by that is that they happen so quickly. Yes, we're guilty because we did think of it, but it wasn't a fully deliberate act. It just happened so quickly. And at least let us strive to avoid all those fully deliberate venial sins, and then work on striving to avoid our faults and even those smaller venial sins. So during Passiontide, think about our Lord's passion and death. Think of his sufferings. Think about what our sins caused him to suffer. And remember, sin was the cause. It wasn't his enemies so much. Yes, they called out for his death. It wasn't the Romans who were the ones who crucified him, but it was sin that was ultimately the cause of his terrible sufferings, his passion and death. Let us all strive to eliminate, insofar as it is humanly possible, to eliminate sin from our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.